Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Reserve Bank of Australia today, I think, and the RB tomorrow. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you have. Let's talk central bankers. I mean, they are the centrepiece of a lot of financial market attention at the moment. Yes, Reserve Bank of Australia under Governor Philip Lowe, they step up to the monetary policy plate today, later this afternoon. You're right, RBNZ tomorrow. They have a monetary policy statement. So much excitement around these, Mike. This is real stuff. Now, the RBA, now they last met on the 2nd of April. Now, at that stage, they kept the neutral bias, so they weren't sort of hawkish or dovish. But later after that meeting, when the minutes of that meeting were released, there was some kind of feeling that perhaps they were leaning towards the sort of dovish side. And if we think about the inputs for the RBA, they've got a weaker housing market in Sydney and Melbourne, which is obviously gathers a lot of press. But they're also looking at unemployment or employment and inflation. And the labour market is tracking okay, but inflation over there is undershooting their sort of targets. If I look at financial market odds, last week really was a 50-50 call. Now the odds yesterday, I think, moved slightly in favour of the RBA staying on hold. So we'll run with that as the prediction at this stage. Governor Orr and the new committee, he's got the new committee, Mike, the new monetary policy committee, they're in the spotlight tomorrow to cut or not to cut. Now, we know the Governor Orr doesn't really believe there's a lot to be gained from trying to figure this stuff out from meeting to meeting, but it does impact on financial markets, so we're still going to go ahead and do that. Here's the take. March OCR review, they gave us that big dovish swerve at the March OCR review. Now, the market is very divided, Mark, on whether the trigger will be pulled on an interest rate cut or not. If I had to pick it, I think I'm going to put it out there, and I think they will wait. I don't think they'll cut, but I do think it is a very much a line call. So, you know, I've been wrong before, Mike. Could be wrong again. Employment's in a good place. I think what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to reaffirm the easing stance, though, Mike, to ensure the currency doesn't run back up. And the committee is new, so I'm not sure whether they're going to rock the boat. I mean, inflation's a little bit weaker. You've got fuel creeping back up. The exchange rate has fallen. It's an MPS. We get lots of information. Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be good. That trade dispute. What do you make of that? I mean, what have we done at the moment? A couple of hundred?
So we learned of this over the weekend by tweet, of course, when Trump has raised the stakes. Some trepidation, obviously, overnight as to how share markets were going to try and respond to this once they came online after the weekend. So, look, he's indicated that the tariff level on the $200 billion of imported Chinese goods, that's going to be raised from 10 to 25% on Friday. But then he also waived the threat of putting tariffs on pretty much everything that the US import from China. So I think $325 billion of stuff. Now, we've got Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. He's supposed to be travelling to Wellington to continue and hopefully conclude these talks. And then there was speculation swirling that trip will get cancelled. I think overnight they've said it's going ahead. Do you know it takes a delegation of 100 people with them on that trip? There's a whole plane load of them. Anyway, the thing is it was reported that Trump was advised the Chinese were trying to back down on changes, potential changes that would have to be made to Chinese legislation. And this is to do with things like transfer of intellectual property. And so then he swung the big stick. So we wait to see whether the Chinese actually show up. Yes, right. We've had about 100 and 200 points down on the Dow at one stage. That's about 0.64%. The NASDAQ was down about 1% earlier on, but the Chinese share market got thoroughly slammed, down 5.58%. So they're taking that pretty seriously. It's obviously weaker share markets in Australasia as well, Mike. Weak China equals weak potential problems for Australia and New Zealand as well. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see how this one pans out over the week as Trump's very distinctive negotiating style is brought to the table.
Work me through the other numbers.
26,345 on the Dow at the moment, so down 157, so recovering a little bit. S&P 500, 2920, down 25, and NASDAQ 8094, down 70 points. The FTSE 100, they're up 29,7380. The Nikkei, they're still not trading. Shanghai Composite, as I said, 2906, down 171 points, or 5.58%. The ASX 200, they lost 0.8% yesterday, down 52 points, 6283. And we lost a percent, or just under a percent, back down under 10,996. So we've got a weaker currency as well, 0.6608. That's due to stronger US dollar, 0.6608 against the US, 0.9442 Aussie, €0.5896, €0.5044, £73.23. Gold trading at $1,281.46. And Brent crude a little bit stronger, $71.63.
Brilliant stuff. See you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.